Title card. Canine edit. Drive a ghost percussion from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with Groove Pool Tricks. Hi. Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building a subtle ghost percussion bus driven by a vocal. The idea. Use a chopped vocal as a rhythmic modulator and a tight noise slash synth carrier as the sound source. Then connect them with Ableton's vocoder and groove pool so the result grooves with your drum and bass mix. This is practical. Stock device only, and designed to sit under drums and vocals without stealing the show. Quick overview. You'll prepare a vocal as a modulator, make a percussive carrier from noise and a short pitched click, route and configure the vocoder so the vocal sculpts the carrier, extract groove from the vocal and apply it to the carrier MIDI, and blend the resulting ghost percussion into the arrangement. Preparation. Project setup. Start a new Live set at your project BPM. For DNB, 160 to 175 BPM. Create these tracks. Audio track. Vocal source. Import your dry vocal phrase. Audio track or send duplicate. Vocal gate send or vocal mod. This is your dedicated modulator. MIDI track. Carrier. Where you'll build the percussive carrier. Optional return track A. Vocoder send. For parallel vocoding, make sure your drum bus and master are available, so you can audition in context. A. Prepare the vocal modulator. Duplicate the main vocal to a track named vocal mod or use a send. Keep processing separate from the lead vocal. Clean and focus. Insert EQ8 and high pass around 150 to 300 Hz to remove low rumble. Add a light compressor, glue or compressor, for 2 to 3 dB of gain reduction so the envelope is consistent. Gate and rhythmize. Insert Ableton's gate. Set threshold so transients remain. Attack 110 ms and release short, 30 to 120 ms, to chop the performance into rhythmic chunks. If you prefer precision, slice the clip into short hits 5 to 60 ms. Emphasize transients lightly with saturator or drum bus if needed, but don't overdo it. Too much color can harm vocoder intelligibility. B. Create the carrier on the carrier MIDI track. Choose either simpler or wave-eatable. Simpler approach. Load short white noise. Use slicing slash classic if needed. Set attack 0 2ms. Decay 40 150ms. Sustain 0. Release short. High pass around 300 Hz. Wave-eatable approach. Use a noise oscillator with a short amp envelope and a bandpass or high shelf to taste. Layer for body. A drum rack with one slot as filtered noise and another as a short-pitched click. 200-600 Hz sign gives a clicky pulse beneath the hiss. Route both chains to the same output and macro the balance. Pre-vocoder processing. Notch your EQ out clashing bands. Add light saturator or corpus for character, but keep the carrier transient and focused. C. Vocoder routing and configuration. Place Ableton's vocoder on the carrier track after your pre-vocoder shaping. In the vocoder, set audio from to the vocal mod track sidechain the vocal. If you want the vocal only to drive the vocoder and not duplicate in the mix, send vocal mod to sends only. Bands. Start between 20 and 40. Fewer bands equals chunkier, more percussive. More bands equals smoother and more intelligible. For ghost percussion, 16 to 30 bands is a good sweet spot. Attack slash release. Fast attack 0 5ms. And moderate release 40 120 ms to keep rhythm without excessive smearing. Dry slash wet. Start at fully wet while designing, then bring in parallel or blend later. Use small shift slash formant changes sparingly for an otherworldly color. On the vocal mod track, shape intelligibility. Boost 1 to 4 kHz gently and reduce sibilance in the 6 to 10 kHz band. Consider a sidechained compressor or leveler so the modulator's envelope remains consistent. If intelligibility is low, raise bands, add a 2-4 kHz boost, or shorten vocoder release. D. Groove pool tricks. Extract the vocal feel and apply it. Extract groove. Select your original vocal clip. Right-click and choose extract groove. The groove appears in the groove pool. Duplicate and tweak the groove in the groove pool. Change timing and random sliders to create variations. For example, timing 70-95% to keep feel but tighten. Random small for humanization. Apply to carrier MIDI. Create a short MIDI loop triggering carrier hits. Choose the extracted groove in the clip view, and either apply it live or commit it to bake timing and velocity into the clip. Set the groove bass to finer subdivisions like 1/32 or 1/64 if you want micro timing detail. For polyrhythms, make two carrier tracks, carrier A and carrier B. Apply slightly different grooves or bass divisions. Pan them L/R, and send different amounts from the vocal mod. Small offsets and different velocity curves create interlocking motion. E. Fine tuning. blending and context parallel processing, use a vocoder return for parallel wet signal, or keep vocoder on the carrier and automate dry/wet for moments of presence. Post vocoder EQ and dynamics, high pass below 200-400 Hz, cut where kick/snare dominate and boost 3-8 kHz for attack if needed. Glue compressor lightly to sit with the bus, and add limiter or saturator for control and color. Sidechain to kick. Add a fast sidechain compressor keyed by the kick to duck the ghost percussion subtly on kick hits so it won't mask low end. Stereo, use utility to mono the low end below -800 Hz and widen higher bands if desired. Automation, automate vocoder bands, dry/wet or filter cutoff across arrangement sections to add life and dynamics. Common mistakes to avoid: incorrect routing. If the vocoder isn't fed by the vocal, you'll get nothing useful. Double check vocoder's audio from and track routing. Unprocessed vocal modulator, too much low end or sibilance creates a muddy or harsh result. Always high pass and tame sibilance before the vocoder. Too many bands, extremely high band counts will push the effect into ambience rather than a percussive texture. Fewer bands equals more rhythmic character. Over-applied groove. 0% timing makes things robotic. Keep some timing and random to humanize. Double hearing the vocal. If you only want the vocal to drive the vocoder, send the vocal mod track to sends only or mute the direct output. Phase issues when stacking similar layers, offset or vary samples and filters to avoid cancellations. Pro tips: use short noise bursts for carrier and a quiet pitched click underneath to anchor rhythm perception. When extracting groove from complex vocal timing, use a smaller bass like 1/32 or 1/64 to capture micro timing. Stack two vocoder chains with different band counts, one coarse, one fine, and pan oppositely for richness. Keep your lead vocal clean and use a heavily gated compressed send as vocal mod. Try transposing the carrier plus or minus 2/7 semitones for harmonic motion. Slow LFO movement on filter cutoff or auto pan add subtle life. Keep LFO rates slow so rhythm isn't disturbed. Commit grooves to clips before exporting stems to avoid runtime inconsistencies. Mini practice exercise. 20 to 35 minutes. Take a 4-bar vocal phrase and duplicate it to vocal mod. High pass at 200 Hz. Light compression. Gate into rhythmic hits. Build a carrier. Simpler with white noise and a short envelope. Plus a low-level 400 Hz sign and a drum rack. Put Ableton vocoder on the carrier and sidechain it to vocal mod. Start with 24 bands, fast attack, release around 50 ms. Extract groove from an original vocal clip and apply it to a 1-bar MIDI clip triggering the carrier, using a 1/16 or 1/32 bass. Blend the vocoder output under the drums and lightly sidechain the final bus to the kick. Deliverable, a 1-bar loop where ghost percussion follows the vocal rhythm and grooves with the drums. Recap: you've learned to prepare a vocal modulator, design a tight noise plus click carrier, route and configure Ableton's vocoder, extract and apply groove from a vocal via the groove pool, and blend the vocoded ghost percussion so it sits with drums and vocals. This yields a flexible instrument for canine-style edits. Experiment with different vocals, carriers, and groove variations to make it your own. Final workflow tip: work in layers and commit gradually. Start simple. Nail the pocket and tone, then duplicate and add complexity. Save incremental versions and freeze or resample once you're happy to conserve CPU. Thanks for following along. Load up live, try the mini exercise, and let the vocal drive the rhythm, quietly, ghostly, and musical.